This is Poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Helene Cardona. Cardona was born in Paris, France, to a Spanish father and Greek mother. She was raised in several cities around Europe. She became interested in writing at a young age. In fact, she started writing poetry when she was 10. After high school, she attended the Sorbonne in Paris, where she received her BA in Spanish and English. She then studied for an MA in American literature, also at the Sorbonne, which she received a few years later. Cardona has long been interested and fascinated by language, by words. So it comes as no surprise that she continued her education at the University of Cambridge, where she studied English philology. She then studied Spanish at the University of Santander in Spain, as well as German at the Goethe Institute in Bremen. Cardona is fluent in English, French, Spanish, German, Greek, and Italian. Not surprisingly, her poetry shifts between languages, and she is a talented translator who has worked for the Canadian Embassy in Paris. In regards to writing in language, she had this to say in a recent interview. "I write as a form of self-expression, fulfillment, transcendence, and healing, to transmute pain and experience into beauty. Translation is necessary to know oneself, to know where one comes from. Every language is a key into the psyche of a people. When you understand other cultures, you don't fear the other." Her books include Dreaming My Animal Selves, The Astonished Universal, Life in Suspension, and also a number of books that she has translated, including Burnham Wood, which is a poetry collection by her Spanish father. Cardona has won a Hemingway Grant, the Best Bilingual Poetry Book Award, the International Book Award in Poetry, the Pinnacle Award, and many others. When not writing, Cardona is an actress, and it's possible that you've seen her in Chocolat, The Romanoffs, World War Z, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, Muppets Most Wanted, Jurassic Park, and the TV show Star Trek Discovery. She has taught at Hamilton College and Loyola Marymount College. She lives in Santa Monica, California. Today's poem is The Sexiest Flower. I don't think this poem needs much of an introduction. It blossoms up for us and reveals itself without a lot of need for explanation. There is one word, however, that might be new to some listeners. That word is Cythera. It's another word for Aphrodite, the goddess of love, beauty, and passion. In Cardona's book, Dreaming My Animal Selves, she has the original French version of the poem on one page, and her English translation of it is on the next page. I thought it might be nice to hear both linguistic versions of this poem, so I've asked my colleague and friend, Dr. Scott Fish, to read the French for us. He teaches French at Augustana University, and he has served as the national president for the Pi Delta Phi, that is, the National French Honor Society. Scott, welcome, and thanks so much for reading this poem for us.
Thank you, Patrick, for inviting me. This poem, The Sexiest Flower by Helene Cardona in French, is La fleur la plus séduisante. Les orchidées séduisent, signes sensuels à figure humaine, leur bouche primale captive, cocon fantôme, luisant au clair de lune. Animaux subliminaux, dont l'élégance et la passion du théâtre se saturent de perfection. Sanguines ou virginales, elles prennent 4 ans à fleurir et jeter leur sort. Leurs paupières iris caressent secrets de tentacules orange, langues pourpres, robes d'or ruisselantes de joyaux, lèvres succulentes qui cautérisent nos désirs immortels. Leur audace virtuose et regard baissé nous ensorcelle et nous convoque à citer.
This is The Sexiest Flower, the English version. Orchids seduce, sultry swans shaped like us, their primal mouths entice, ghost cocoons aglow in moonlight, subliminal animals whose elegance and passion for the theater fixate on perfection. Sanguine or virginal, they take 4 years to flower and cast their spell. Their iris lids caress secrets of orange tentacles, purple tongues, gold robes dripping jewels, luscious lips that cauterize our desires in their everness. Their bold mastery and downward glances bewitch and summon us to Cythera.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. This episode was recorded at Augustana University and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.